Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now.
Why would you say that would be a great fit? I'm just curious.
It's a team, offensive weapons there, good offensive line.
I mean, I know a lot of players in the league. I played 14 years. Tom's under contract, so.
Do you agree?
Do I agree that I know Tom or am I friends with Tom?
Cultural change is hard.
I've heard that too. You know, I prefer a winning quarterback. You don't have to be mobile. I believe that guy in New England won a lot. He's not very mobile.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
be
tomorrow.
Safe, guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard. Greg Hill.
Wiggy has his own language.
Social media. It's called the King's English.
No, it's Wigsperanto.
You're an alumnist.
It's a Wigginese or something like that. Whatever it is.
We speak it in Eastie. I've seen them.
Maybe we should call it Wig Latin. Your language.
Did you come up with that?
I like that one.
That was really good.
I talk like the majority of people.
No.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
Sent a guy a photo last fall. He wrote back with, "You're so beautiful, Y-O-U-R." That was the end of that relationship.
Goodbye.
That was it.
Couldn't do it.
You know what he was trying to say.
No, I knew what he was trying to say. He didn't know what he was trying to say.
Real dumb.
You should be down at Harvard, scrolling the English majors.
You don't have to go to Harvard to know the difference between Y-O-U-R and Y-O-U-R.
I understand that, but the guy probably made a simple mistake.
No, he didn't, because he did it repeatedly.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Not well.
Joined by...
Yeah!
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
King's language.
But how are you going to interact with... How are you going to prep yourself for those jobs if you don't want this
stuff? Wiggy is the exact wrong person for this debate anyway.
I've never wished for Nick to be in here more than... today.
Yeah.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
Right, Ken?
That's true.
Although you're proud of your hands. What did Dr. Longstick from the back measure in
9.5 for the Laird man.
Some good size hands right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty big hands, Ken. I don't know why you had any kind of tragic breakups in the past based on your massive hand size.
Ouch.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Y-O-U-R rather than putting the apostrophe R-E.
This is the greatest.
Where the are they all?
How about this pile of nuts?
All the fields.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just want to say hi, Bert.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Captain Mike. Your own. Hey, Mike. Mike.
Anybody keep a count on how many times Wiggy used the phrase King's English yesterday during the show?
I blacked out about halfway through the show because it was my drinking word, or phrase, I should say. So, no, I did not.
Well, Nick is here this morning. Hello, Nick.
Oh, good morning.
No problem with your grammar or your English.
Grammar is just fine.
It's the comedy part that some have an issue with.
Before 6:03, we've already taken a shot at the ankles. There we go.
Compression socked ankles.
Calling HR.
We're making sartorial jokes, are we, Ken?
Let me
issue the phone number for those who might want to participate in the show this morning. 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Do you have a job interview today? I noticed you finally got the hair trimmed up.
I'm one of those people who puts off a haircut. I don't know why. Yeah. I feel like it's a waste of time. So I've gone 2 or 3 weeks, and then people started taking pictures of me and started describing me online as some kind of out of work
ragamuffin
former college professor from the 1970s who had put on a few extra pounds, so I decided I needed to get the haircut and get the beard trimmed, finally.
It's funny because the new listeners may not know how resistant you were to cutting your hair for years until Gronk forced you to shave it for charity.
Yes.
And you've kept the short crop since.
Yes, that's when the short haircut is the easy thing to do. I think it's an old man thing when you just don't care anymore.
Right.
When you don't care about styling your hair, you don't care about getting the hair out of your ears or your nose or any of those things. When you're
can you 50, hear better?
When you're 53 years old, you just could give two F's about how you look, obviously,
clearly,
if you've seen me.
No.
Well, on the show, we are going to get to the dumbest of the day at about 6:45. And then Larry the Lawyer is going to be in here at about 8:15 or 8:20 or so for Ask an Attorney. So you will get all of your legal questions answered for free, no charge, when Larry the Lawyer gets in here at about 8:20 this morning. But right now, it's time for this.
This is the I Was Getting Lazy. The Lead.
I think that's the second Dylan cover that has been played on the show this week, Ken.
That's true. With Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel was the other one, but that's all on the Watchtower. What do you got for a lead this week?
Well, the Watchtower is lighting up. Did you see the executives and the coaches speaking about Tom Brady yesterday? 21 days heel, man. You're not going to like this, but boy, Brady Watch is in full effect. Here's what stood out to me. On Brand X, here is former Pittsburgher, like myself, Scott Zolak, with his intel on the latest as he's hearing.
I have communicated with the Brady side. The point of him for next year is wanting to prove people wrong.
Tom Curran mentioned this also on Dale and Keefe, that after signing the one-year deal, he said it's going to have to prove him wrong again.
Mm.
Okay, so my question to you is, who are these doubters? Who is he trying to prove wrong? He can only prove doubters wrong, Bill Belichick, if he goes somewhere else. Unless you believe there are like all these people that if he comes back here, he's going to try to... Who's he talking about? Members? Curtis? Nobody doubts Tom Brady.
I think the doubter is Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Isn't it?
If it is, I agree. It only happens. He can only prove him wrong if he leaves.
I think you're right. I really do. I think you're right. I mean, I think he's gruntled, and he's been gruntled, and he has an opportunity to prove Bill wrong by going elsewhere and performing at a high level. So I think, unfortunately,
so you're moving your name over from the board, from the state, to leave?
I didn't grant anyone my permission to participate in this fakakta, as Danielle would say, board in here on who's saying stay or go. I'm always a fence sitter, but I think Tom Brady may be gone. I really do. I think he may be
Whoa.
Gone. I don't have any inside sources on that. I really don't. The only source I have was on the Greenwich House thing, and Greenwich does not indicate stay or go. So, but I think you might be right about that. Curtis, what do you got?
Welcome to the right side of history, Greg. Well, last night, I, like the rest of America, was captivated by the Democratic debate in South Carolina. This is my second consecutive lead involving Gail King, which probably means I should leave, but... The moderators were a disaster. They had no control over what was going on the stage. And Donald Trump, his reelection is getting easier by the day. Mm-hmm. This bumbling, egomaniacal narcissist that we currently have as president, that I voted for, should be the easiest candidate to knock off in political history. And the Democrats are grasping defeat from the jaws of victory. They are making this a cakewalk for the orange man, Mr. Perfecto, Donald Trump.
Nobody impressed you last night, Curtis?
Nobody impressed me. Nobody. The CBS moderators, and randomly, like 45 minutes in, they bring three random other people to the debate stage to ask questions. It was totally inane and idiotic.
Really? No one on that stage last night in any way, shape, or form impressed you?
No.
Really?
Nobody. Nobody.
Really?
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 Oh, okay. Really?
What's your lead, Nick?
Very interesting. My lead this morning, Greg... I was also a fence sitter or more of a fence watcher on the should he stay or should he go Brady Watch 2020. And after yesterday's activities, I have taken it down to a proverbial DEFCON 3. No longer am I 70-30. I am Tom Brady stays 50. Tom Brady goes 50. And I am trending towards gone.
Oh, you are trending.
50-50. I am officially now on the fence, so I can take a look at both sides. I am out of camp stay. I am keenly taking an eye on Camp Go.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, it was the people who mentioned him by name, like Coach Bruce Arians.
You never thought you'd ever see Brady and a Breeze and all those guys' names be out there. And Drew's not really out there, you know, so what is door number two? You know, you never know.
And all the ones who didn't mention him by name that made me think there is no chance in hell once Tom Brady hears how green the grass is on the other side that he's coming back to Foxborough.
All right. Danielle, what do you got?
You know, it's one thing to emulate someone, but Ken's boy, Mayor Pete, is this close to turning Barack Obama's skin into a suit. There's a video that surfaced online yesterday of faux Obama. And the similarities between Pete's speech and phrasing are strikingly similar to that of Obama's. We grabbed the cut. We'll play it for you real quick.
Okay.
The way we do every other election, by giving it to the person who got the most votes.
Just a thought.
Brings us
together.
This country
was built.
And it is a movement reaching into church basements and barbershops
and in our schools,
into universities and
with our kids.
Halls.
And if the voice
we can
change the neighborhood, then we can
change
the city.
Shines as a beacon around the world once more.
And this is our chance to answer that call.
Well, what did I say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Right. Yes. What's wrong with that?
Melania Trump is perfectly okay with that.
Yes, she is. Get your own personality. Boot edge.
Wow. Maybe they just both have very similar thoughts and phrasing.
Sure.
Isn't that possible?
Sure.
Possible. Anything's possible.
Anything's literally anything at this point.
All right. Well, it's Ash Wednesday, which means that Lent is getting underway. And it turns out for our society today, according to science, the hardest thing to give up for Lent is not meat or dessert or sweets or bread or alcohol. It's TV.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I'm patient zero on
this. Yeah, you are.
I mean, I've been there since the beginning. There's no way I could go 40 days without planting myself on the couch in front of the boob tube, as my old man called it. But are you surprised that television is now the hardest thing for people to give up for? Do you want to know what's number two?
Social media.
Media.
I was going to say.
I was going to say mud at night.
Social media.
My friend Katie posted that last night. She's like, I'll see you guys in 40 days. I'm going on my social media out for Lent. And I'm like, I'm so jealous. I wish.
Well, why don't you just do it?
Because work. We need it for work.
Yeah, I'm 2 months clean on Facebook. I haven't missed it a lick.
Really?
That's nice. I'm jealous.
And I used to love going on there, wishing people happy birthday, checking in with friends, going on to nonsensical fan pages, doing
looking
the usual thing. And it reminded me watching
happy
the
birthday, dudes.
Hey, dudes. Happy birthday.
Happy fanniversary.
Watching the debates last night, it reminded me my downward spiral from Facebook began 4 years ago when everyone couldn't stop arguing with each other in all caps on Facebook.
Yep. And they're still arguing with
and
each other.
That's why I'm happy.
On nearly every social media channel that there is.
And I'll like that picture of your dinner, Greg, and someone else's kids on Instagram, and that's as far as I go now.
I was surprised I didn't get more backlash for posting the challenge coin that I got from President Trump on Instagram last night.
I think it was because it was so late because I was having an insomniac night last night. So I was scrolling through the Insta and I was very surprised myself that there were not nearly as many comments. Yeah. I feel like this morning you'll see a lot of activity. Your insights will show the activity.
All right. Well, those are our choices when it comes to the lead this morning. We're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about half an hour or so. Larry the lawyer will be in here for Ask an Attorney at about 8:15. And right now, time to get to what is trending.
This is Boston's Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, you don't want to risk getting stuck on the road. That's why 60 million drivers rely on AAA to keep them on the go in any car they are in 24-7. Join AAA today at AAA.com/join. I still can't get over the lead of 50-50. Has there been a worse lead in the history of the show?
No,
I'm now 50-50.
Check the tapes, Ken.
At least it was quick and painless.
Hey, Bruins looked good last night.
They did not, and Hillman was there to see it with Larry the Lawyer, I see.
Yes. You know what? I want to thank the good people over at the Garden because they invited me to go check out the new space that they built up top, the rafters.
Nice.
Which is a new place where you can go watch the game. Amazing view up there. It used to be the ninth floor where the media was and the press were, and they've done a great job with it over there. But they were tired, lackadaisical, low energy last night from the Bruins.
Bruce Cassidy ripped them afterwards.
Clearly not good enough. I thought some guys came to play and some guys didn't. Didn't break a sweat. Some of them, it looked like. I'm sure their effort, where they were trying, they were just in between or couldn't execute or whatever. But at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough.
Tampa also lost, so the Bruins lead in the Atlantic stays 5 points. They have Dallas Thursday. Celtics won, though. They beat Portland 118-106. 36 from Jason Tatum. Career best 8 threes. 24 from Jaylen Brown. That duo was dynamite. No Damian Lillard, no Kemba Walker for the Celtics, who were in Utah tonight. 10:30 tip.
When is Kemba coming back from the knee thing?
Good question. I have not heard nary an update on that. I mean, he's I don't even think he's close. They said Robert Williams is close.
But at the same time, though, stay out as long as you need to, because Jason Tatum is a monster right now, and they're winning ball games. They've lost by 2 to the Lakers. They look great. Take your rest now and get ready for the playoffs.
Everybody was asked about Tom Brady at the Combine. Tampa, Titans, Chargers, Raiders, John Elway talked about him. Here's Mike Vrabel, cornered by Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston, trying to avoid the Brady question.
Why would you say that would be a great fit? I'm just curious.
It's a team that obviously has shown it can win now. There's good offensive weapons there, good offensive line.
We're 9-7. We played a couple good, you know, I mean, I know a lot of players in the league. I played 14 years. I'm friends with some, and you know, Tom's under contract, so. I just was curious why you thought it would be a great fit.
Do you agree?
Do I agree that I know Tom or am I friends with Tom?
I mean, trying to get out of it as best he could. Under contract, but definitely no endorsement of Ryan Tannehill that I heard that was very strong. So it's open for business. No MLB discipline for the Red Sox this week. They've pushed it back, per a Globe source. Next week.
What?
Maybe next week.
What are they doing?
Are they going to have it on opening day? I mean, Manfred throws out the first pitch and gives the suspension.
They'll bury. You know what? They'll bury it on Super Tuesday.
It'll be the first Bruins playoff game. That's when they'll, as soon as they drop the puck, they'll announce the
We're missing it. It's the second that Tom Brady announces he's leaving the Patriots.
That's right. Yes. March 18th or whatever. Yes.
Commissioner Manfred said unexpected delays related to scheduling have pushed back the announcement. And the Yankees lost Luis Severino to Tommy John surgery, so it's open. AL East is back open, baby.
That's right. Without him last year, they only won 103, and they added Garrett Cole. Calm your Jets, guy.
Bruins 1, Red Sox 2. Next title chances. Mm-hmm. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Dumbest of the day, and then at 8:15 this morning, it's Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, so you get all of your legal questions answered for free when Larry gets in here. This is a 617 text during the break, which reads, Greg, are you not terrified by what the CDC said yesterday about the corona? I don't want to be an alarmist, or as Wiggy referred to it yesterday, an alarmist.
You're an alarmist.
I'm not an alarmist, but yes, I am. All right. I mean, is anybody else? I think we have some audio. We have audio from the CDC yesterday. The spokesperson, the doctor, the scientist, the expert from the Center for Disease Control yesterday said that the United States is not prepared for corona. Believe it or not, China was very prepared. They've and look what's happened to them.
I know.
We are not prepared.
Great.
And it is going to be at pandemic stage here in the United States sooner than later.
Now, it's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will become infected and how many of those will develop severe or more complicated disease. We will maintain for as long as practical a dual approach where we continue these measures of aggressive containment to this disease, but also employ strategies to minimize the impact on our communities. However, current global circumstances suggest it's likely that this virus will cause a pandemic.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut down the shut the schools down, shut the strip malls down.
Shut everything down.
Don't shut the restaurants down. Shut the sporting events down.
Keep the bars open.
I mean, I'm not, listen, I know I've been accused of being an alarmist. Wiggy was on here all day yesterday saying, you know, coronavirus is fizzling out and I'm an alarmist. But
no, it's not.
That video you shared with me yesterday,
oh
Greg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Yes. I mean, is that real?
I don't know.
It has to be real.
Oh, if it is, that is frightening.
I hope it's not, just because it's so aggressive. It's so aggressive.
Guys,
it's like
have,
a border kidnapping with El Chapo, but in China.
I mean, what was it, guys?
Guys, who doesn't love getting detained at the border?
Seriously.
Who doesn't love having a fishnet over your head? Who would make a parody video of the coronavirus?
It's not. I think it's a real video. We should probably share it on our social media, but there's this video of a guy who rolls up to a checkpoint, and they come over with some kind of a disease meter, and they put the disease meter in his face, and then he obviously blows positive for the corona, and so they tell him to get, they bring the SWAT team over, and they, I don't know where it is. It's got to be like in Wuhan or something like that. And then he doesn't get out of the vehicle. He tries to drive away. They bring all the police trucks out. They stop him. They drag him out of the car. He takes the mask off, and they throw one of those giant nets over him and drag him off into some kind of a quarantine prison hospital, never to be heard from again.
Usually that's how they get Fitzy off stage.
Yes.
Who doesn't love containment?
And they put out some like thing that would pop his tires as well that they picked up at the end. They had this whole apparatus set up to get him out of the way. It was terrifying to see that.
You think you'll ever see aggressive detainment like that in the United States? I demand my rights. You'll have people laying down in the street. You'll have Corona Lives Matter blocking highways. Oh, what about people deserve the treatment to be human beings out there. No, what you have to do, shut everything down and let it go away. You let it fizzle out.
I mean, I get it. All day people were telling me I'm nuts. I ran into people at the Bruins game last night who are like, this is no worse than the flu. Why are you sounding an alarm?
Because you have to.
That's the Center for Disease Control. How about, I feel like that we're participating in a movie. How about yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before where the Deputy Minister of Health of Iran was giving that press conference? Did you see that?
Yes.
And he starts in the middle of the press conference, he starts sweating profusely and coughing, and he has corona.
Right.
I vomited.
It came on during the press conference while he's talking about how, yeah, there's nothing to see here, don't worry about it. And then he starts to sweat because he has the disease.
Yeah.
Greg, how did you like the fact that not only did they say COVID-19 may be able to jump from people without anyone showing symptoms, but it may actually install itself as a seasonal ailment? It may be like, I guess it's cold, flu, and COVID-19 season.
No thanks.
This could be a regular occurring ailment. Now, granted, vaccinations and treatments, the same way the Tamiflu has been brought about for influenza, could come, but it is 20 times more fatal than the flu. 20.
Several texters are saying that video may just be a training exercise. Oh. So that's a good thing. Okay. Although I wouldn't want to be caught up in the actual exercise if I had the coronavirus.
How long until Amazon and Bezos start selling like coronavirus meters? We're going to be walking down the street and it's going to sound like this the whole time. Like, you've got it.
If you see that video again, Greg, it's actually what Fitzy's plan is should Tom Brady decide to leave New England for free agency. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to. Nope, I'm not letting him go.
Now, I have an important question as it pertains to the city of Boston. Will this affect the opening of restaurant patios up and down Newbury and Boylston streets? Because as we saw last year, you can't open them without a permit when the weather's nice.
Well, I mean,
you're an alarmist.
I don't want to be an alarmist, but I want to ask the question of you this morning. Are you concerned about going to the Boston Marathon? Like, if you go and you're somebody who is a spectator at the marathon in a month and a half, are you worried about that? Or are you worried about going to opening day? I mean,
well, you know, the Red Sox, when they have low attendance, they're going to blame it on coronavirus.
Yep.
This person says, this 774 texter says, I am quite the puss. I get it.
No, I don't think so.
I want to be on the right side of history when it comes to Will Smith, what was that movie? I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be Will Smith. I'm going to be the only guy. I'm going to be driving around Boston able to get a parking space anywhere I want because everybody else is going to be stricken with the coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, are you going to blame Trump when you get there because he cut the CDC by 10%? He's also cut other global
thank you, Ken.
Taking money on that front.
Borrowing from Ebola to pay for corona.
Well, we got to have a parade. Let's have a parade in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not wrong. See.
Doing a tremendous job taking care of the Pacifico virus. It is all done. Locked up. I take care of all the best viruses based off of Mexican lagers. Cheap, easy, blame Mexico. Not going to do it.
Dos Equisitis.
If you've shown signs of Dos Equis syndrome, please proceed to the nearest Pedialyte station.
We got to deal with China.
Perfect. What'd you call him?
He said it was
Mr. Perfecto earlier. That's his new supervillain name.
Mr. Perfecto.
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 Perfecto. Well,
he basically said, was it yesterday where he said, no big deal, nothing to see
here? Yeah, NBD. You're watching WNBD. No big deal.
I think he actually said, we have it under control, which is diametrically opposed to the truth.
And Greg, San Francisco just declared a state of emergency, a major city in the United States.
That's because of the poop.
They did? Did they really?
They actually did, yes.
It's going to be a shortage on carnitas for all the burritos. Seriously, like guys like Trump, those are the people that need to be most concerned. The people that should be upset or the people that should be worried are people that have young kids or the elderly, because they're the ones most likely to be severely affected should they become stricken with COVID-19.
What age qualifies as elderly? Asking for a friend.
Aww.
Over 70.
Was it over 60?
I was going to say, get one of your masks?
If you, put it this way, Greg. If Green Book was your favorite movie last year, I'd be worried.
Yeah, I think the masks that we have, the Greg Hill Show logoed masks, are probably the last ones that you can get your hands on. Like everywhere, I was reading last night that there's a run on masks. Mm-hmm. Like you can't get them at the Home Depot or any other place where you normally could buy like a mask.
God forbid you're sanding a floor.
Yeah. We could give some more of those away today if you want. We're still in possession of a good lot of
hoarding,
those.
Are we?
Yeah, we're hoarding those.
Great.
Hey, you want to know why you can't get them, Greg?
Why?
Because you know where they're produced?
China!
Here's a 407 text, which I believe is from Florida, not like the rest of us.
Correct.
If I remember my area codes correctly.
Yes.
Greg, you are a scaremonger, someone who is considered to be exaggerating a danger, and therefore causing needless worry or panic. Not trying to do that. Not trying to be an alarmist.
You're just trying to create content for your failing show.
Here's a text that says you guys talk about this more than the regular news. Yeah. Well, I do.
Well, we have discussions on the program,
I don't understand why people aren't more terrified of it. I don't get that. I kind of like that attitude. Like, all right, we're Americans.
Right.
America.
We got it. We're wicked strong.
We don't worry about it. But you have that woman from the CDC who is using the phrase, not if, but when. It's not an if thing anymore. It's a when thing.
The CDC doesn't get ratings, Greg.
No,
they don't. Saying that, they're not going to like see a great spring book. They're not going to get a bump in pay or more advertisers because the CDC got a lot of clicks and page views. They are letting you know that this is going to be something that washes ashore soon and you should be ready. Is everyone else ready for the idea of homeschooling their kids for a month or telecommuting at work? Because JIC, you might want to be prepared.
There's an entire hotel in Spain that's on lockdown because one of the guests tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, in Italy, where they just had an outbreak, they shut the schools down. They stopped all public events.
Mm-hmm.
This is a region of Italy. Mm-hmm. And, I think that's probably the right thing to do. I mean, look how quickly it's spreading around the world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Olympics are done. Forget about it.
You think the Olympics
canceled
are done?
Yeah.
For,
I don't think
zero
they're
going
to be able to go through with that. Yeah. No, you're right, Ken.
Because it's an international event, right? And people are coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like an international gathering of carriers. That's what it would be.
Which is $25 billion of, I guess it goes to Japan mostly, but the economy will hit that get from that.
This is our pal Daryl from Connecticut. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's going on, man?
You're wrong about something, bro. The children are actually not being affected as much as adults. Actually, they did a study with children catching that virus, even infants, and they actually responded very well.
Really? Hmm. So is it mostly just the elderly then?
Yeah, it's the elderly, and you know, there's been, of course, like you know, people in their 20s and 30s, but it's mainly the elderly that's really dying from this disease.
What if you have low energy? Do you have trouble fighting the disease if you're a low energy person?
People with compromised immune systems. What if you have a low T? Do I need to visit Northeast Men's to get beefed up for Corona? Jeez.
What are the signs and symptoms of Corona? Well, it's like going on WebMD.
Yeah.
It could be the signs and symptoms are 10 different diseases.
It's lymphoma or you're dead, usually.
Or
IBS.
Yeah.
Lymphoma or a GTFO.
Literally. You know how many times I've diagnosed myself with lymphoma on WebMD? It's just, you don't do it. Yeah. Don't Dr. Google yourself.
No, it's like flu symptoms, correct? Yeah.
That's why it's difficult to figure out, you know, the difference sometimes, because they mimic the regular flu.
In order to tell if you have it, though, do they have to use that disease meter thing that they shove in your face? Like, that's obscure reference. I Am Legend. Yes. They were doing the same thing with the meter in that. Now they're doing it in real life in the training exercise.
Yeah, that reminded me of the scene in The Office where Dwight gets the gaydar from Jim.
Yes.
He goes around trying to see.
Stanley Stizgrimy, did you share that training video on our social media channels for the show this morning?
I will now. I was hesitant at first before we found out if it was real or not, but now that we know exactly what it is, I will put it up on Twitter at The Greg Hill Show.
You don't want to be an alarmist? All right. Why don't you note that we believe it's a training video.
You're an alarmist.
So as to not cause widespread panic. Oh, good band for a rejoin this morning, Ken.
Ooh.
Widespread panic. Here is Scott from Chelsea. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Greg.
What's happening?
Good morning, Danielle.
Hello.
What's up?
Getting a little nervous, Greg.
Uh-huh.
Going on a good trip to Vegas without the wife and looking to get two masks if I could.
Absolutely. I suppose you would have, if you came back from Vegas with some kind of STD, you'd have an excuse. You could claim it was the corona.
Maybe I would want to be dead if I came back with something from Vegas, prevent that.
Yeah, you'd prefer to have coronavirus rather than suffer whatever the fate would be from her. Yeah.
That is true.
Hang on. I will get you an official Greg Hill Show coronavirus protection mask, which is not, lawyers make me say, it's not guaranteed to keep you safe from the corona. Hello, Carol.
Good morning, everybody. First-time caller.
Thank you, Carol. What's going on?
Hi, I'm a nurse. I'm on my way to work, but I wanted to fill you in. The coronavirus is hitting men ages between 30 and 55 very hard, and the elderly.
It is? It's men between, 30 and 55 are being affected worse?
And equally as bad as the elderly.
And you're a nurse?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of scary, to be honest with you, when the people who are in charge of the disease control for countries are getting it themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Like, you look at the doctor in Wuhan who was in charge of their efforts to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
He got it, and I believe
He died. And China said he died, and then they tried to say he didn't die.
They were
like, beep, beep, and they're like, no, just kidding, he died.
And then you look at that guy in Iran during the press conference who's the deputy minister of health, and he can't keep himself safe from it.
I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. Don't worry about it.
Let's be clear. If I were the minister of health in a country, I would be the last person getting that freaking disease. It would be everybody else before me.
I wish you would ask Carol, though, if this directly affects 36-year-olds who look like they're 75.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm doubly in danger.
You would also be the last person to be the minister of health.
I don't like being sick. I'm not a good patient.
No.
Does
no,
a heavy
no,
diet
you're
of
not.
IPA, double dry hopped IPAs steady you against the corona? Because otherwise, I'm in
Greg
trouble.
Gets an eyelash stuck in his eye and a paper cut, and he's crying on the floor for 6 weeks.
Oh, man.
Well, all right. Here's a 978 text based on, I guess, the text that we got yesterday. We're going to continue with this theme.
Mm-hmm.
Why does my giggle sound like that? I don't know what my giggle sounds like. Possible to isolate my giggle or something? Can and explore it later on? I don't know.
I just did.
I don't know.
I love it.
I got to tell you something. It's opening day here at Fenway, and the Red Sox are... Imagine if Joe got it mid-game. Oh, my God.
No man jinx, guy.
What the hell?
Hey, is anybody responsible?
Anybody else hot in here? They seemed like they turned the heat up here in the studio.
Get your coronavirus medicine only at Shaw's.
I'm sweating. I don't understand why I'm sweating, and I got the sniffles. Might not make it through inning number 12. Just like Greg. All right. Anyway,
Joe, Greg left in the bottom of the third.
That's a coronavirus update. More on that as the show moves along. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up next. Larry the Lawyer will be in here at about 8:15 for Ask an Attorney, and we'll ask Larry what would happen if your family was quarantined and you didn't want to submit to the quarantine. Like, there's a family in Pittsfield who, it appears, has been quarantined here in the Commonwealth due to corona concerns because they went to China?
There was a family of five that visited China recently. They have a mandatory quarantine in place to make sure they don't contract the coronavirus.
Did they drag them out of their house with the butterfly net? Like in the training video that we shared on our social media this morning?
Oh, yeah. God, is that scary? The Red Sox have a prospect they've quarantined.
Yes.
Did you see that story?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He's from Taiwan. He's 20 years old. He has to stay at his hotel.
In Fort Myers.
In Fort Myers, yep.
Yeah.
And the Major League Baseball just quarantined the Astros.
Good thing about being quarantined, hopefully he's quarantined at that hotel that we were at, because Nick loves the afternoon snacks that they have, the free appetizers and the 4-ounce beers.
And bingo.
Yeah. Yes, bingo.
Guys, how
great
is Hospitality Hour? How great are free nachos and Bud Light, huh?
I hope there's nothing spicy in those nachos.
That woman was... I don't know how I caught that lady.
That was the perfect timing on that Instagram story.
But she was like, she was the perfect older Florida complaining woman who didn't want any spicy stuff in her nachos at the hospital. What was the name of that hotel, by the way?
Homewood Suites.
Homewood Suites. And that
it's the Homewood Suites Florida Gulf Coast, because there are two in the area. Mm-hmm. I don't want that's going to disturb my stomach if there's anything spicy in those nachos.
Well, it's the agita.
It's the cumin.
The agita.
It's the cumin.
It's the cumin.
The highlight for me was the guy in suspenders, 500, 600 pounds, just piling on the chicken patties, like 17 of them on a plate.
That Nick and I had a run-in with that guy earlier that day because Nick and my rooms were on the second floor, so we...
You mean you were in the same room?
We were in the same room, yes. We were canoodling, talking about how his wife is a busker at the library. You caught me. You caught me, bud. Yes.
Okay. Adjoining hearts.
Uh-huh. So we went to... I forget if we were going to run an errand or going to lunch, whatever it was. So we come downstairs in the elevator, and the elevator door opens, and this guy just walks right onto the elevator without letting us off, and he...
Douche move.
Are we doing
douche move?
Yes.
That's a douche move.
That's a huge douche move.
If you're not letting people off the elevator first, that is a douche move.
Right.
Also, a douche move is not, if you're in front of and blocking the elevator button
panel
assortment, and you're not asking other people where they're going so you can be kind and courteous.
At least get out of the way.
Right. If you have to like reach around somebody or say, excuse me, like I want to hit my floor before we pass my floor. Yes.
And if the doors are closing on the elevator, you cannot start entering it. Yeah. That takes up my time. If the doors are open, it's fair game. But if they're closing, you cannot enter the elevator.
Let's see. Here is a text that says, Greg doesn't like spicy food either. No, I don't like
it. He sweats.
I'm like that lady.
It's irritating.
Okay, now the chicken. Does it have any spicy stuff in the chicken itself? Okay.
In the chicken itself?
I miss the Homewood Suites.
They do not like when you jokingly yell bingo on your way through the lobby.
That's like saying another B word in a public transportation
hub. Basically, yes. Can't do that.
Hello, Dan.
Yes, how you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I just, to go along with what you guys are talking about, I have a family member who's in the U.S. Army, and he's recently been shipped out to get special training on how to deal with a pandemic here in the United States.
Oh, see?
If this, and when this happens.
This is terrifying. So, and by the way, I think, was he supposed to share that confidential information with you? That, I mean, that's...
Well, that's about all I have. I mean, there might be more details, but, you know, I mean, that's about all you could tell me.
Where's your security clearance at? I mean, how's the guy... That's classified information. Loose lips sink ships, Dan. Why is the guy...
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I don't want to be an alarmist, as Wiggy referred to it yesterday.
You're an alarmist.
I'm just telling... Look at Italy. Look at what's going on in Italy. They get two or three cases in this one region, and they shut down schools, events, mm-hmm. churches, everything. It's Lent.
Yeah.
They're telling people, you know, it's Ash Wednesday. Do they do Ash Wednesday in Italy? I mean, I'm assuming
think
that
so,
they
yeah.
would. I think you're probably right about the Olympics. I don't think there's any chance they have the Olympics. I got a text during the break from somebody who was attending another international event, the Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament in Maine.
Yes.
And they want to know if that event, any chance that event will be shut down due to the corona. And
better
I
not
so.
Be. I got three teams in the running.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. That's a sellout. That was a sellout in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe we can shut it down.
No.
Maybe everything will be safe by then. That's June, right?
Let's hope, yeah.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
I'm honestly going to Costco this weekend to load up. I swear. I'm going to get everything I can.
Curtis, it's Costco's. You're in Massachusetts.
Obscure reference. The Chernobyl HBO docu-series or whatever that thing was, when the actual scientists and the government officials start to get the radioactive mm-hmm. Disease
yes.
and start to pass away.
Yeah.
That's what this is like. Now the health officials are actually, the doctors and the health officials are actually getting it. This is Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, real quick, 2 points. You know, you guys keep mentioning that we're not prepared, that we should be prepared, we should be fit. How?
Yeah.
What do we do? What do you do to prepare? How do you prepare for this? And the other point is I heard an interview with a doctor on the radio. I don't know where it was, but they said that wearing the mask is actually not good, because if you touch, like, your face, like if you get an itch under the mask and you touch your face, it's trapped under the mask.
Oh.
It's you get it by contact, not by, you know, not in the air.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Wearing the mask is not good.
Irrational fear, wearing the mask.
Here's my issue with this, is that the CDC keeps telling us to prepare, but they're not giving us any guidelines. Like, I've read, I don't know, 5 or 6 articles this morning that have been published since yesterday afternoon, and I think they should be using the word anticipate instead of prepare, because even if you go on cdc.gov...
They don't tell you how to protect yourself from it?
They basically just say, if you're a healthcare provider, look for people with symptoms and take care of yourself. It says, if you've been in China and you've been exposed to someone who's got the coronavirus, you'll face some limitations. Yeah, thanks, Captain
yeah.
Obvious. But otherwise, there's nothing.
Tell us what to do.
There's nothing.
Because they don't want to say they don't know. Because they don't want to say we can't give you a strict set of guidelines or proper recommendations, because they don't know exactly how bad it can get. Now, that can be dangerous, casting a huge alarmist net over the entire country, but best be further alarmist as opposed to unprepared, period.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, we'll keep you up to date on the worldwide pandemic, which is going to eventually take us all. Right now, though, it's time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron. Hey.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
Time now for the dumbest of the day. We've examined nearly everything that was said everywhere yesterday, and we've determined that the following was the dumbest. What is it, Curtis?
Oh, my favorite, Uncle Joe Biden at his best in South Carolina, stumping before last night's debate where he was absolutely ignored, which is a horrible sign for his candidacy.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
What?
What?
I think someone's a little confused.
I feel bad for him.
You think it's the old?
I think, I don't know if it's the, it's probably the old, a combination of the old and the exhaustion. I mean,
And I've been doing this too long?
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly not, that we know of, a candidate for the U.S. Senate.
No.
He's a candidate for president. Yeah.
This is just sad.
Verbal gaffe.
And a poor taste selection by Curtis, I must say. I mean, come on. Give the guy a break. He's obviously in trouble.
Elderly abuse, is that what it
totally.
Is?
Totally.
You know what Joe Biden is? You know those long-term defensive or offensive coordinators that never get a head coaching job, and then they finally get it, and you realize that's why they were
that's
never
why.
A head coach?
Joe Biden is the Wade Phillips of the Democratic field.
Oh, my God.
Probably coordinated a good game a couple times.
Yeah.
Maybe Hall of Famer. Definitely not head coach. Material.
He's like Belichick if he never had Brady.
I went to the Bruins game last night, so I was unable to watch the debate. Thankfully, I was unable. Who was the winner?
Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
He's undefeated. Undefeated.
Undefeated.
Two debates I won in a row. Didn't even have to show up.
The winner was all of us when Joe Biden started making faces when Bernie Sanders was going off about the marijuana regulation reform. He just had this dumbfounded look on his face. It was so entertaining.
I mean, did Bernie win?
He won by default. He was under attack. I mean, they were going at him, trying to undermine him. He wasn't great, I must say. But
how did Bloomberg do?
Better.
Awful.
He was better.
He was better.
Did he do better?
Better.
He was
better-ish.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, still, like the one point they were making afterward was, after Super Tuesday, if Mayor Pete and Liz Warren become short on funds, all Bloomberg has to do is go, here's $100 million to make you guys disappear.
Is Liz Warren even going to win the primary in the state that she represents in the U.S. Senate?
I don't know.
Do you think she's going to win here next? Is it next Tuesday?
Super Tuesday, yes.
Yeah.
No, I do not think she'll win here. And I think John Henry has more presence on camera than Michael Bloomberg.
I loved when toward the end they called Bernie for time on one of his responses and he stopped and he goes, why am I stopping? No one else stops when they're told to stop.
My name is John Henry. And I am walking for president. Running is a bit extreme for me.
Hold on. Let me just put this corona meter up to your body, Mr. Henry. You look sick.
Here's $50 million. There was no corona. You can't catch me on Pizzuti 1.
By the way, I'm being called an idiot, which is nothing new on this show. But apparently that corona meter that I keep referring to is just a thermometer.
The temple scanner.
Exogen temporal scanner thermometer.
There's nothing special to it.
No need to wake a sleeping child.
How long until there's a band at the Paradise called the Temporal Scanners?
That's actually Middle East upstairs.
I wonder if people will someday be walking around in the city of Boston with their own temporal thermometer scanner thing to make sure nobody around them is sick. I mean,
that's going
to
happen. 100%.
Guys, this just in, they started talking about yesterday. Guys, how great is it to have the COVID-19 and have it not show any temperature increase?
How great is baseball, guys?
They were talking about the fact that you may have it and be a carrier, but show no signs. Great.
Really?
Yes, that's the problem.
I feel like Curtis is probably a carrier.
Oh, probably,
if anybody has it around here, it's I guarantee.
Because all the gin washed it out of him, but he can talk.
Yeah. Hey. But not right. Silent killer.
All right. Coming up, speaking of the debate, would you vote for a candidate for president who once believed that too many female orgasms caused cancer? We will get to that and other things coming up next on The Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.